Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 139 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of the newest cars unveiled by McLaren, the McLaren Elva. Now, looking at these pictures, because I've been looking at them all day before we're actually recording this episode, this thing is out of this world. I have officially been shot by Cupid's arrow, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stop looking at it. It's so incredibly different and it's so unique. There is an actual story as to why it looks the way it does. We'll get to that in just a moment. But the most remarkable thing about this, in my opinion, of course, is McLaren is saying the Elva will be the most extreme and intense road-going car they have ever made, and they're saying specifically it will be more intense than the McLaren P1 and the McLaren Senna. Not saying that I don't believe them, because I do, I 100% do, but being more intense than a P1 and a Senna, that's pretty hard to do, not gonna lie. But if anybody's gonna do it, it's going to make a car more intense than those two, it's going to be the brand itself, McLaren. So let's just get right into the details and see how this thing is so wild. Looking at the exterior, there is legitimately no roof. It's not that it's a convertible or it's a roadster or there's a roof option. There's no roof. There's just not a roof, doesn't exist. But there's a reason for that. So the name, the Elva, and the no roof are actually a pure throwback to the 1960s when McLaren partnered up with Elva, at that time called McLaren Elva. They developed the M1A race car. Now, McLaren has done a fantastic job, I guess you would say, modernizing the M1A and making the modern day version the McLaren Elva. And I do, looking at this car, I do think it is a little bit Speedtail inspired. When you look at those headlights, at least to me, they look exactly like a McLaren Speedtail. Now, again, with the looks, a little bit of GT touring, GT racing, Le Mans vibe kind of going on, McLaren is actually saying this car will be the purest driving vehicle of any McLaren ever made. They're saying, basically, if we're to conclude this real quick, it's more intense than a P1 and a Senna, and it's a pure driving experience. What is that like? I don't know about you guys, but I'm a little mind blown by this right now, by how crazy this car, according to McLaren, is going to be. Other specs and details about the McLaren Elva: because it's so intense, McLaren is also saying it's going to be the lightest McLaren to date that they've ever made. Part of that has to do with a carbon fiber chassis, carbon ceramic brakes, a carbon fiber seats, and carbon fiber body panels, all to make sure that this car can be as light as possible. Still waiting on the curb weight from McLaren, but again, they're saying it's going to be as light, the lightest McLaren ever made. Now, here's where things also get interesting: the engine and the performance. It is actually going to be utilizing the McLaren Elva, the twin turbocharged 4-liter V8 that we all know and love from the McLaren 720S, but this time with a little bit of a twist. It is going to be retuned for an additional bit more horsepower to produce 804 horsepower and 590 pound-feet of torque, giving you a 0 to 60 of under 3 seconds and a 0 to 124 miles per hour in only 6.7 seconds. Additionally, from the McLaren 720S is going to be the hydraulic steering and the suspension. So I guess in a way you could say the 720S and the Elva are a little bit of cousins. They're cousins. I mean, they got some things going on. But a thing to think about, if this is the lightest McLaren ever made, and it's got 804 horsepower, the car honestly probably will feel, especially when you got no roof over you, like it's got 1,000 horsepower or 1,500 horsepower, something crazy like that. At least that's what it'll feel like, because you have an extremely light car with a ton of power behind it. I can't wait to see this thing. I would almost guarantee it's going to make an appearance at Monterey Car Week 2020 in August, but Only time will tell. Now, one of the main and interesting points about the exterior, getting back to that just real quickly, because it does relate to performance, is actually the interesting air duct on the hood. It's very weird, but it serves a huge purpose. Now, it's almost like it doubles as a hood vent too. So the purpose of the hood vent is to actually channel air through the front of the nose before it gets to the driver and or the passengers, which is not only going to help cool the car down, but it's going to keep the car planted as well. And there is kind of an actual science behind this. So I'm going to use a direct quote. These details are exactly coming direct from McLaren. I got a quote from them, or a statement, I should say, on how this hood vent and this hood duct actually works. So here we go. The system, referring to the duct, channels air through the nose of the Elva to come out of the front of the clamshell at high velocity ahead of the occupants before being directed up over the cockpit to create a relative bubble of calm. So the air can actually surpass over the driver. Very interesting, very smart. The system comprises a large central inlet situated above the front splitter, a front clamshell outlet vent, and a discrete carbon fiber deflector that raises and lowers vertically when the AAMS is active. The deflector is deployed at the leading edge of the hood outlet, rising 5.9 inches into the free stream to create a low pressure zone at the vent. The then vented air is directed through a 130 degree radius using a network of transverse and longitudinally mounted carbon fiber vanes across the band outlet, distributing the airflow both in front of and alongside of the cabin, further assists air management in the cabin environment. At urban speeds, when the level of airflow in the cabin means the AAMS is not needed, the system is inactive. Basically, if you're driving at a lower speed, just maybe cruising around town, around the neighborhood, shopping around the city, wherever as you might live, this ventilation system to keep the air in the car and go over the driver's not going to be activated because you're not going fast enough. The car can tell it's not needed. As vehicle speed increases, the AAMS automatically deploys and remains active until speed reduces, at which point the deflector retracts. The system can also be button deactivated by the driver. Rather genius, honestly. It's because there's no roof and there's no windshield. You got to find a way to keep that air going around the driver somehow. Well, it's going to be sucked in and pushed over. Very smart. Now, shocking, there is a windshield optional on the Elva. I would like to encourage everybody not to get one just because I feel like that would be ruining the purposes of the Elva in general. But hey, if you're listening to this podcast and by chance you are getting an Elva, God bless you for being able to afford it. You are more than welcome to do whatever you want. Now, last thing on our agenda, ladies and gentlemen, 399 of these McLaren Elvas will be produced. Each will cost $1,690,000. No doubt this is going to be a beautiful collector's piece to whoever is fortunate enough to get one. Hats off going off to McLaren for creating something so beautiful and unique and just drastically different, and with inspiration from the 60s, the past, the M1A. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for today for episode number 139, talking about the McLaren Elva. I can't wait to see one. I'm head over heels for this car. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well. And once you get to the YouTube, just browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description, especially as we're getting closer to Christmas time. Your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel. www.tog.com, your guys' source to find your favorite hat, jacket, shirt, accessory of your favorite car brands. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 140. We're going to be talking about the brand new and very exciting Mustang Mach-E SUV from Ford. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.